Hi, and thank you for joining us today for Destigmatizing Urology, an official podcast series from Urology Times. As we all know, stereotypes and misleading information circulate within the field of urology, and these miscommunications can negatively affect doctor-patient counseling and decision-making. This series destigmatizes topics in urology alongside clinical experts to help listeners practice more efficiently and foster better relationships with their patients. I'm your host and Urology Times assistant editor, Janelle Hart. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Justin Dubin. He discusses perceived masculinity as a major barrier for men who need care for testosterone deficiency. He also discusses how urologists can create a more supportive environment for this reluctant population of patients. Dubin is an andrology fellow at Northwestern University in Chicago, Illinois. What are the stigmas associated with testosterone deficiency?
So, you know, I think before we get into the issues and stigmas of testosterone deficiency, I think it's really important that we first define what testosterone deficiency is. The clinical diagnosis of testosterone deficiency is made only when patients meet two specific criteria. So number one, they have to have a total testosterone level less than 300. And we have to have two separate labs confirming that. And that's according to the AUA guidelines. And ideally, the lab should be drawn in the morning when your testosterone is highest. And the second criteria is the patient, the man, needs to display signs and symptoms of low testosterone or testosterone deficiency. And that includes things like decreased energy, decreased endurance, decreased performance, fatigue, loss of body hair, reduced muscle mass, poor memory, obesity, decreased libido, reduced erectile function. So there's a lot of things that, you know, combined give you a diagnosis of testosterone deficiency. And the thing with testosterone deficiency, if we're going to talk about it as a stigma, is to kind of tell you it is actually more common than you'd think. The data shows that that testosterone deficiency is seen in about 20% of men overall, and it increases to about 30% of men over 70 and about 50% of men over the age of 80. And the data shows that on average, men's testosterone levels decline about 1% each year. But when we're talking about testosterone deficiency and this stigma around it, you know, I don't really know if the stigma is about the deficiency itself, but really about how guys don't want to talk about their health. They don't want to talk about these issues. And they kind of go ahead and they try to fix them without consulting an appropriate doctor. You know, the signs and symptoms we talked about that I mentioned before are really key aspects of how men view their masculinity, right? They need to be strong. They need to have energy and they need to have a strong libido. They need to have good erections. It's kind of part of their identity as being a man. They don't want to talk about their bad erections, obviously, right? They don't want to talk about their lack of energy, their inability to perform at work. You know, these are important things that they're kind of embarrassed to talk about. And despite guys feeling and looking poorly sometimes, you know, there's this idea that as men, they kind of have to just strap up, man up, tough it out, and get through it themselves without any help. And you know, sometimes they don't want to talk about it to anyone and they figure, hey, like maybe we can figure it out. I can figure it out on my own and, you know, go online, buy these supplements, these testosterone boosters, or go to a store or go to a men's health clinic, you know, where they kind of don't really know what's going on or to just get treated for whatever it is. And that, I think that idea that, you know, men don't need help, or even worse, that they can't be helped, or that they can fix this issue themselves, is really what we need to destigmatize. We need to try and fix this problem, because at the end of the day, we as urologists, as doctors, we can absolutely help men struggling with testosterone deficiency. But really, the first thing we need to do is get them in the door.
How do these stigmas impact the management of patients with this condition?
Always the biggest thing of management is what I alluded to earlier. You know, if we don't see these guys, we really can't manage them, right? Now, we know that actually a majority of men don't even have primary care doctors, which kind of confirms, you know, that this stigma of masculinity may be preventing men from not only seeing their urologist, but actually from seeing any doctor whatsoever. But I think, you know, there's this other stigma that, you know, that we talked about where men think there isn't anything we can do. And we see these guys, they come in, you know, they feel like crap. they took some medicine from, you know, whether it's a testosterone booster or they took some kind of testosterone that whether their friend or they bought it at a clinic, and that they never even, you know, talked about the risks or the benefits of. And one of the major issues that you see is that testosterone replacement itself can cause infertility. That's a major side effect. I'm an andrologist, so I see sexual medicine, I see infertility, and we do often see guys who, you know, felt like crap. They went and gotten testosterone, but they were interested in fertility, and, you know, and their sperm parameters have been compromised and they didn't know. And that's, you know, something that is important. That's why it's important to, you know, talk with your doctors about these things, talk with your doctors about these issues, because, you know, we are there to guide you. There's other ways to treat you based on, you know, your family plan, based on your goals. And that's what we're there for. And what's important to know is that, you know, testosterone deficiency and having testosterone deficiency doesn't just mean you have only testosterone deficiency, that you have low T. Studies actually show that men with low T actually have higher rates of other comorbidities, right? They have higher rates of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. Men with testosterone deficiency actually have higher rates of all-cause mortality. So there's other things at play that are here. And, you know, the major health implications associated with low testosterone is something that we really want to stress for our patients. And it's one of those classic things. It's once in a while you see a patient, and this is almost any doctor, but you know, you do see it in men too, where a guy comes in, he's overweight, he's not feeling great. And I go, hey, how many, so what's your medical history? Oh, doc, I don't have any medical problems. When's the last time you went to the doctor? About 40 years ago. So it's one of those things, right? You don't get checked up. Of course, you're never going to be diagnosed with something, but you very well could have hypertension, diabetes, obesity. And you know, that's why staying on top of it and going to talk to your doctor as soon as you start to feel these issues is really, really important.
So what would you advise to patients in terms of overcoming these stigmas at both an individual and a societal level?
So I think that there, you know, if you're a guy out there and you're struggling with some of the many symptoms that we discussed, or you're struggling with one of these symptoms, or you're just kind of worried about, you know, your overall health, I think there's two important things you really need to know. One, that obviously I'm going to keep harping on this, that it's important to talk to your doctor about your health issues and concerns. You know, being a man is not defined by how you shrug off your problems. Being a man is about facing your problems head on and overcoming them. And, you know, you're not weak for seeking help. In fact, getting help in these situations, especially with testosterone deficiency, can literally make you stronger. We could be giving you testosterone. We're improving your muscle. So we could literally be making you stronger if you need it, obviously, you know. And I think recently as a society, we've actually been doing a better job in the last few years of changing that narrative. And, you know, we really need to continue to embrace and support men who take care of themselves. And I think the other thing that is kind of in line with this is, as you know, guys, we often get stuck in this cycle of a busy schedule that, you know, includes work and family responsibilities and kind of leaves a little time for yourself. And, you know, what you need to understand is that if you don't talk to your doctor, your local urologist about your health issues, you won't really be able to perform mentally, physically, emotionally at the top level in your daily life that you should be or you want to be. You know, if you don't take care of yourself now, in the long run, you really won't be able to take care of anything or anyone. And because at the end of the day, health issues, one way or another, are going to catch up to you. And the best thing you can do is really be on top of it. So I want to stress that. And that's one point. I'm going to make one other point here is that, you know, we as urologists can treat your testosterone deficiency. You know, the truth is a lot of guys, they want to do the exercise, they want to change their lifestyle, and they want to change their diet, which is very, very important. But sometimes it's really not enough. You know, sometimes these guys, you just have low testosterone, you feel like crap, and you can't get over that hump. And testosterone, there's been studies showing that testosterone deficiency in obese men, you know, it creates this cycle where it's hard to lose weight, to have difficulty getting energy to go to the gym. You're not able to perform in the way in your daily activities that you would like. And, you know, there's data that shows that giving these guys testosterone results in weight loss and sustained weight loss at that. So, you know, we can help make you feel better. And I don't want you going to the GNC or buying these products online and these testosterone boosters or just doing your own kind of thing without talking to your doctor. And, you know, there's so many ways that we can treat you. Obviously, we can help you with lifestyle changes and choices. You know, we can talk about testosterone injections if it's indicated. We can talk about gels, other oral medications. There's a lot of different ways that we can help you improve your overall health.
Kind of going on the other end of the spectrum, what would you say is the urologist's role in destigmatizing testosterone deficiency?
Well, I think it's doing exactly what we're doing now and making guys feel comfortable about talking about their health issues. I always say, I'm like, just guys being dudes, like just hanging out and talking about their health issues and making it a casual conversation. And we really need to do this and we need to break down the barriers that prevent men from, you know, seeing healthcare providers. So I want to thank you for this opportunity, right? Because this is part of that process. So I'm really excited to be talking about this today. And, you know, I've seen this in clinic a lot. You know, many times how it works is guys, they talk amongst themselves. Sometimes they don't want to talk about their health issues until their health issues are solved, right? So, you know, sometimes you'll see a guy, he comes in, he's complaining of low energy, you find out he has low testosterone, he fulfills the criteria, he's a good candidate for therapy, and we get him on something. A couple months later, he's back, he's feeling great. And then in the next few months, you kind of see some other guys, maybe some of his boys trickle in because, you know, they were feeling like crap and they heard about their friend feeling much better. And so now they're willing to come to the doctor. So it's kind of this secret society of how guys want to feel better, but they won't talk about it until it's appropriate. So we really kind of need to get people more comfortable and we need to create this safe, comfortable, welcoming environment for men to talk about the things that they need to talk about.
Just before we conclude this, you know, is there anything else you feel our audience should know about this specific topic?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to just repeat the same things kind of, I think are really, really important. You know, the focus of today's talk has been really destigmatizing this idea of really what makes you a man and overcoming that idea, seeing a doctor. You know, it's important to mention that when choosing someone to see for these issues, you know, I highly recommend seeing your primary care doctor or urologist. I mentioned that there's these health clinics out there that, you know, sometimes they'll just take your money, they'll give you medicine, you're not going to think twice about it. I've seen this before. A lot of urologists have seen this before. And, you know, you've also seen these online supplement companies that, you know, that they claim to boost your testosterone, the testosterone boosters at GNC. These kinds of medications, these, you know, supplements, they're not studied. They're not FDA approved. Who knows what could actually be in them because it's a company putting something out. So I want you to, you got to be careful about these things. You know, you have to be careful about your health because at the end of the day, you only have one life to live and we want to make sure it's the best one possible. So I want you to be comfortable talking about these things. I want you to seek proper advice. And I want you to be aware that there are potential risks and benefits with kinds of choices that you make, especially when we're talking about doing testosterone and potential fertility issues. And if you're a person, you're a young guy who's worried you have low testosterone and you still want treatment, guess what? There's good news. We don't have to give you necessarily testosterone to improve your testosterone levels. There's other medications we can do that don't compromise your fertility. So, you know, that's why it's important because I think this is a conversation that we can have together and shared decision-making is always important. I want to help you achieve your goals and I want you to be the best person that you can be and the best man that you can be, however you define that. And that's what we're here for, not just me, all other urologists, and I would say all, for the most part, all other doctors as well.
Be sure to subscribe to Destigmatizing Urology on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps. You can get the latest clinical perspective and practice management advice by visiting www.urologytimes.com. Thank you for listening.